7 Japan, mobile. From N4ZLK, mobile. How you doing? Just headed in on my day off, make a little overtime.
Well, I finished up a project I was working on yesterday, and I am actually on vacation now until September 7th. So, looking forward to doing nothing other than relaxing.
I doubt you're going to relax much. I get the idea that you kind of keep busy no matter what you're doing.
I don't generally just sit around, and we are actually, we're actually going to Pigeon Forge Tuesday, next week, Tuesday through Saturday. My wife's family's coming down, we're going up, and so I'll be kind of forced to sit around and do nothing, but probably a good thing.
And I hope everybody's well in your family.
So far, so good. It's doing well. I actually have to have cataracts removed, so I got to have a COVID test on the 8th, and then the first eye on the 15th, and then a week later, I guess the 22nd, another COVID test, and then a week after that, the other eye. So I'll actually be probably forced to calm down for a little while anyway.
Like it with all that going on. I hope it goes well. Can you have you noticed a difference in your vision?
I really have. You know, things are kind of cloudy all the time. I've had a bad eye watering problem, dry eye or something for a while now. I don't know if that's related, but my vision's just gotten worse. Driving at night it gets more and more difficult as the years go on. If it's raining, it's even worse. So hopefully this is going to help out a little bit.
I'm sure it will. I know that the cataracts sneak up on you, and a lot of times you don't realize how bad they were until after the surgery.
Like just one day, all of a sudden they're there, and your vision went from A to, you know, Z. It's kind of a slow A, B, C process. By the time you get to Z, you don't even really realize it.
I had some cataract surgery done last year, I believe. Excuse me. And she had one eye done at a time, and she said it was amazing the difference in the color on the wall even looked different walking down the hallway in the house.
Both had theirs done, and I know several other people that have. And, you know, they actually correct your vision, when they do it to a point. They correct your vision to see far, or actually you can ask them to do close if you want, but generally they do the distance vision at the same time, so when you get done, you got clear eyes and your vision is better.
Do that for the rest of your body, just clear it up and make everything seem like you were when you were younger.
If this backwards, you should be born at like whatever age you're going to die. You should be born at 90 and go backwards. That way life would just continue to get better instead of older.
Saying that youth is wasted on the young.
Well, unfortunately, the young, when you're young, you don't realize it. You just don't realize it. Then when you start to get some years, all of a sudden the light comes on and it's like, wow.
Feel it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It is what it is. But I'm enjoying it. I'm still at a great age, and the kids are doing well. And got a grandchild due November 5th. Looking forward to that. That'll be our first. We're getting into a little more traveling now. Everybody's moved out. We've got a little more money, a little more income. They still call and ask for help, but it's been a good time this period in our life.
Pretty much the same situation at my house. I still have one left at home right now, but he's a good kid. We don't. He's low maintenance. So anyway, that's about it over here. I'm heading up to Home Depot here. I've got to get a couple little things I've got going on for the vacation. I want to pick up a couple things here, and gonna do that. And then I'm gonna actually swing into Walmart and get in and out of there when it's still early and crowd free. Both of these stores, I want to get in and out before the crowd show up.
your day. Enjoy your vacation. I hope you can rest and hope the surgeries go well. I'm sure they will. They do so many of them. Good to talk to you. I don't hear you very often anymore. It seems like I've got my radio in my work truck, and I've got it on all day, but doesn't seem to be a lot of activity on during the day. And then when someone's talking, I'm usually having to get out and do something else. So anyway, good to hear you, and we'll talk to you later. ND7J, N4ZLK.
I'm driving under a bunch of power lines right now, so I'm probably choppy. But you have a great day, and hope your family stays safe and healthy, and congratulations on the grandbaby coming. 73 Shane, we'll talk to you again, ND7J.